Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And we are back.
We have race week this week, and we are heading to one of my favorite, if not favorite, tracks this week, Singapore Under the Lights. Cannot wait. Give me Yas Marina. Let me see it roll in the nighttime. Come on, Asia.
Do you hear that excitement? Been that excited about anything in a long time, Shannon. I know. It's your favorite.
It's my favorite. And what I love so much is watching all the drivers prep for this week, because everybody's like cranked up in the humidity and they're just dripping sweat. Like, I mean, I don't envy them. This is not an easy track. This is hard. This is the most strenuous, I think, track when it comes to mental preparation for these drivers. And I don't know that as I just
I was going to say, that's so insightful.
If I was a driver, I feel as if
that this would be
challenge. Yeah, a real
mentee B in the making.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. I haven't really thought that much about it, but I'm glad you have.
I've been thinking a lot about it.
Apparently. I've just been seeing it on my calendar and was like, ooh, got to get up early.
Yeah, Singapore.
Yeah. Under the lights. I think it's very telling that my favorite race is Spa, rain, cold, sad.
Sad.
Shannon's in Singapore and it's like lights, movement, like hot. It's all the things.
It's just so much.
Yeah, a casino, but not.
But like cooler.
It kind of reminds me of a Mario Kart race.
Yes.
What's the one? Rainbow Road. Mm-hmm. It's giving Rainbow Road.
Yes.
It's giving Rainbow Road, but not when if you go off the edge, you don't plunge into the darkness of eternity.
Right.
You stay. You just hit a wall.
You just hit a wall and then you retire.
And then you are in your own personal darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for Singapore. Everybody has been, they got there early because they got to acclimate. We're off of Europe. We're in Asia. Lewis said, get in, losers. We're going to Singapore. He got that. What is it? He got that luggage sponsorship that he's pushing.
Yeah.
Everybody's pushing luggage.
Everybody. But you know what? When you travel as much as these guys travel, this seems like the product I would also want them to push.
Watches, yachts.
Yes.
Luggage. Luggage is for the people.
Luggery luggage.
Yeah.
This isn't your average Joe luggage. This isn't what you find at TJ Maxx when you're on the hunt for something quick to take back all your things.
No.
It is.
It's luxury.
Luggage.
It's more attainable luxury than the like $500,000 watches and multi-million dollar yachts.
Correct.
So, you know, maybe we could afford a piece
this
of luggage.
This is how we dip our toe into F1.
Lando's been slinging luggage.
Yeah, he's with Toomey.
Yeah. Lewis slinging luggage.
You got a little something with Lando right now.
Gosh, you always have something with Lando.
It's on my nerves. There was a clip.
What's he doing wrong now?
Oh, this is pretty bad. There's a clip of him, and I don't know what race they're at, but it's him and Oscar before a race. And they're, you know, how there's like the big crowd and they're on a stage and that sort of thing. And some girl holds up a sign, and I don't know why the sign says that, but she was like, Lando, reject me. And he sees the sign. And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't talk to you because you're ugly. I was like,
Lando, I don't know what his middle name is, but like Charles Norris, what?
And he was like, just kidding. But you hear the audible gasp in the crowd. It's not good. Like, it's not good. I was like, oh, that's, you need to know when to joke with the friends and the pals, and that ain't it.
Well, he could have done it in
No, it was not a good way. PR is going to be on him. Real big. It was very uncomfy.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But also, don't put up a sign that says reject me.
Also, again,
you're kind of asking for
it. I don't think anyone's ever asking for it in any sense the way.
That girl was asking for it. She was legit.
Be called ugly.
But what did she want him to say? Well, not that, obviously, but like
he could have done something different.
He fucked around and she found out.
He did fuck around and then she found out. Not the most ideal sign to put out there, but I just don't think Lando had to go like, I wouldn't, I know, you're just ugly.
She said Lando reject me, not like F1 driver who's standing up there. You know, I bet other people would have been a little bit more kind, but she made her choice.
She did put a pretty big target, but again, not the kind of, I don't think anyone should be taking
it. Well, don't put it out there if you're not ready.
Oh, God.
She, like I said, she found out. I mean, I'm not defending Lando. I'm just saying don't ask someone to be mean to you. And then when they are, it's like that restaurant, like Dick's or whatever, where they just like come and make fun of you.
Well, you know what you're signing up for when you go in there.
Well, she knew what she was signing
up. I don't think she was being signed up to be like, oh, Lando's going to tell me I'm ugly. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not on the sign.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what she got.
That's what she got. She got what she got. She got rejected.
What else have you been live, laugh, loving in the F1 world right now?
I've been loving the Roscoe content.
It has been like a lot.
So good. There's been a lot. So good. But I'll tell you the one, and this isn't going to come to surprise anybody in the past couple weeks.
I'm teeing you up for this.
Alex Albon is dropping merch, and I could not be more excited.
I was teeing you up for this because you have been spamming the feed.
Yes.
Alex Albon Athletics.
Yes. Can't wait.
But I do find a joy in this merch launch. Like, I find it to be, I find it appealing and adorable and not annoying, at least not yet.
Yes. I agree.
The video with the pets was cute.
Very on brand because you know he has Albon Pets. That is an actual handle we follow on.
Yeah, I'm finding the launch to be amenable to my sensibilities. Yeah,
okay, good, good. And then I wonder, like, how much has Lily helped him?
Oh, 100%
with this project.
She is the mastermind, the driver.
She's the creative director.
Yes,
this is we're good. Did you know she paints? I don't know if you've seen any of her. She did
what
like
kind of paints, like watercolors.
Yeah, like watercolors. Oh. It's really good. I'll pull one up for you. But I wonder if she's been like, if she dabbles in the clothing line as well.
Or do you think that she's like designing the merch as well?
I'm curious. I really want to know. I wouldn't doubt it. I you know, given her artistic ability over here, hang on.
Okay, so right now let's talk about merch as a general rule. So there's certain drivers that have their own merch and there's certain that don't really. Mm-hmm. Lewis, we know he has, what's it called? Something 44?
Plus 44.
Plus 44. I was going to say power 44 and I was like, that's wrong.
I think that's her watercolor.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's her painting.
Lando has merch.
Lando has merch. George has merch.
George has merch.
Yuki has merch.
Oh, Yuki has merch. He has his own merch or is it like AlphaTauri?
It's his own merch. It has like the Japanese maple leaf and then the 23.
I've never seen that merch.
Yeah. Is he 22 or 23?
I don't know, but I bet it's delightful.
It is. It's
Now Alex Albon has merch.
Alex Albon. Fernando has.
He just has the hat, but he doesn't. I don't think he has like merch.
Okay.
Who next on the grid would you most like to have merch from? I feel like Carlos Sainz is primed for merch. There's got to be some sort of Chili Pepper smooth operator merch.
Doesn't he have the Chili Pepper bucket hat? Isn't that his thing? Or did someone give that to him?
Or is that just from Chili's, the restaurant? It kind of looks like it could be some Chili's merch. Wow. That's where he's going to run into issues.
Yeah.
Is it Carlos merch or is it Chili's merch?
Are you going in for the...
And honestly, that's a crossover opportunity that it's an untapped American opportunity for F1.
Carlos Sainz getting a spicy mark from Chili's.
An appetizer sampler?
Happy hour. Yes.
A sign sampler at Chili's?
At Chili's?
I'd get it.
Yes.
Yeah. Race days at Chili's?
Should we make that?
It should be.
Maybe.
Chili's, call us.
We ready.
This seems just like it's prime.
Yeah.
Prime for.
I could see that.
For merch. Okay. But, and I also obviously think that BB77 should have some.
Correct. I don't think he does have merch.
I don't think he has. I mean, he has so many other
things.
He's got
things.
The wine now.
Yeah.
He's got so many other things, you know, going.
I wonder if he's like.
Is he holding now?
The brakes on the merch because he doesn't want Tiff to do it.
Yeah, it could get a little.
It could get a little ugly to cross that over.
It could get a little crickety.
Yeah.
A little Pinterest cricket core.
There might be somebody on the inside saying like, no, we're going to hold off on merch. We have too many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
And that's how they're going to get away with that, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. But I mean, I feel like he could do something fun if we had an outside designer.
Pierre Gasly. He's the PG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Lance Stroll does not need merch.
I don't think he has merch.
He doesn't need any merch. You know who needs some more merch, though? Haas. Haas needs more merch. Driver-specific merch, maybe, because I don't really know who's buying like K-Mag-specific merch. I mean, I love him, but I don't necessarily need his merch.
Yeah. Who would you, if you were going to have one of the two, which driver, Haas driver merch would you get?
Oh, the Hulk.
Yeah. I feel like
he's
his
more
would be,
like,
yeah.
His like, fashion sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, it's that German in him.
Yeah. I would have honestly bought a shirt that said Hulkenberg.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, his wife does have a, she has high-end merch.
And also.
She's doing those like crochet dresses that cost $4,000. I saw one once and was like, this is so cute. And then I said, this is out of my like full, this is not for me.
Mm-mm.
This is like this is a full mortgage payment. And I don't need a crochet dress.
And you can really only wear it on a
beach. Yeah, then you can wear three places for $3,800. Or there's like legitimately this one of these dresses was like $4,400. And I was like, that's absurd.
That is insane.
But get it. Maybe it was, no, it wasn't euros. It was, I mean,
it was
either way. It didn't matter. This is still expensive. Money. I was like wondering if it was a denomination that may have, you know, missed the translation, but no. Even if it was euros, it's out of the range, out of the price, out of the budget.
Still no.
And I'm just like, she's just casually wearing this like on a back patio. She's not even going anywhere fancy in it.
She's just sipping wine on the back.
Yeah. Merch. Yeah,
merch. I know. Love okay. merch.
Well, okay. Yes, I would buy Hulk merch.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly I'd like a gifted Hulk merch.
Okay. So you're not really trying to drop coin.
Not like, no.
Like a support the Hulk.
No. Okay. He doesn't really need our support.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's super rich. His wife is making $4,400 crochet dresses. I think they're super rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to go into news and notes early? Because, you know, this is a race.
We don't have a race to recap. So I know. Just over here popping around.
And we're going to go straight in. We're going to keep it back-to-back Hulk and Hulk.
Let's do it.
Because, quote, very attractive project. Nico Hulkenberger's... Hulkenberger's...
What is that?
What is wrong with me?
I
don't know who Nico Hulkenberger
is. Did we switch spots for me?
That's his, this is like doppelganger that does like reenactments of him. Okay. Nico Hulkenberg's admission about future Audi F1 drive. Also, I'm going to go ahead and preface this. This is a very German heavy news and notes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Nico Hulkenberg has admitted that he is interested in driving for the Audi F1 team in the future. Hulkenberg returned to F1 on a full-time basis this year with Haas and his impressive performances have already earned him a new deal for 2024. The German is hopeful that he can put himself in the frame for a potential Audi seat when they enter F1 in 2026 following the takeover of the Alfa Romeo Sauber squad. When asked on F1's Beyond the Grid podcast whether the prospect of an Audi drive would appeal to him, Hulkenberg said, "It's definitely one of the very attractive projects right now. A new brand coming into F1, very exciting. A German manufacturer as well. People that I've worked with and done really well before." So, you know, the Hulk is putting out the vibes.
How do you feel about the Hulk
Signs combo? Because that's kind of the, I mean, he's really putting himself out there.
Yeah.
But Signs has already.
I feel like this could be the hair duo.
Yeah. Feed. And an unlikely pairing.
Unlikely pairing.
But could be a superstar combination.
Yeah. I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either. And also it makes sense for him. I mean, they're a German manufacturer.
Yeah.
So they would probably enjoy having a German driver. And he is said German driver, you know, like who else is out there? There's no other German drivers.
I mean, I don't think Vettel's coming back to do it.
Well, Sorry. I got really confused. I heard V and then my brain just like,
you're like
flopped over to Valtteri because really he's always top of mind. He's right here.
Always.
Right in the middle of the
front lobe.
Yeah. And he said by the time Audi, okay, so he's not worried about being old, you know, because I know that's the whole thing. At 36, Hulkenberg is the third oldest driver on the 2023 grid behind only Lewis, Hamilton, and Fernando. By the time Audi enters F1, Hulkenberg would be 38, the same age as seven-time world champion Hamilton, who has just signed a two-year extension. He's not worried about it.
I don't think any of them should be worried about their age.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Exactly.
Except to Aaron Rodgers, who tore his Achilles.
That
T's and P's to all Jets fans
might be detrimental. Yeah. I mean, the older you get, listen, these injuries don't get any easier to heal from. And it's never quite the same when you come back. You're like, I got a permanent limp. I don't know what you're going to do.
But I don't think you can really rupture an Achilles in an F1 car. That would be some really heavy pressing on the pedal if you ruptured your Achilles in the car. And that's really the most prevalent old man injury.
Yeah.
I say that with knowledge because my old man husband had a ripped Achilles. So. I say that with love and all due respect.
All due, but he doesn't listen to the pod, so we're safe.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's a jerk. All right. Let's keep it in. Well, actually, this is a good one. Toto Wolff suggests 2021 F1 regulations were made to stop Mercedes dominance after Lewis Hamilton's seventh title. In 2021, Mercedes controversially lost the Drivers' Championship for the first time in 8 years. Max Verstappen went head-to-head with Lewis Hamilton. Yeah, we all know that part. So Toto has suggested that they were basically just out there to get him. That's not what it says in Sky Sports. Like,
is that a direct quote?
Mm-hmm. He said, get him. Mercedes entered 2021 on the back of a record equaling seventh world title for Lewis Hamilton, but soon realized they would face a big fight with Red Bull and Max Verstappen. We all know that. In mid-2020, changes to the floor regulations were announced, which saw limits to the floor in a bid to slow down the cars and reduce downforce. These changes appear to hurt the low-rate cars the most, including Mercedes and Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. Hamilton controversially lost the driver's title on the last lap of the Abu Dhabi that we don't talk about to Verstappen following a race safety car. Quote, "We lost the 2021 Drivers' Championship for many reasons. One was the final race, but we also lost it because those regulations were set in place in order to reduce the advantage we had," explained Wolff. 2020 had been a super dominant year for us. I think it was the best car we ever had. Then towards the end of the season, they changed the regulations by cutting the floor, and that was to stop us. We saw the results in 2021. We were not as competitive as Red Bull was, but at Silverstone, we unlocked more potential of the car and got ourselves back into the championship. These regulations were targeted to reset the pecking order.
I co-sign. I do. I mean, you could have inserted any team that would have had that type of flooring. I mean, Aston Martin being the prime example because they did copy the Mercedes.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. It does play. It does. That checks out.
Wolff says it's up to Mercedes to catch up rather than rules being changed to slow down a dominant team, which I
agree with that wholeheartedly.
As a team principal, I don't want to jump on the bandwagon that others have done in the past of saying we need to change the regulations because we can't continue with the dominance of a team, he said. If a team dominates in the way Max has done with Red Bull, then it's fair dues. This is a meritocracy. As long as you comply with the regulations, technical, sporting, and financial, you just need to say well done. It's up to us to catch up. And if that takes a long time, then it takes a long time. I remember people crying foul when it was us. Entertainment follows sport and not the other way around. We can't be WWE with scripted content. We don't want to be scripted content. Okay, before we get into Toto's comments, I think it should be noted that I found out a couple weeks ago that Shannon really grew up into WWE. So what do you think about Toto Wolff referencing your two great loves in one?
It's the crossover I didn't know I needed.
I never thought
it
was coming.
And it's amazing.
I mean, could have never predicted.
No. I'm glad he said it. So great. I did. I did. I grew up in North Carolina, and I had a grandfather very, dialed in actually, and three very excited uncles that loved WWE and would take me and my brother to the Cumberland County Arena. We would watch WWE live. And I'm not kidding when I tell you I would buy the magazines. I would hang up the posters. I loved Sting. I loved the Four Horsemen. I was all in it.
What would you do if there was some WWE drivers on? I mean, not drivers.
Oh, I was like
stars on
get
the,
out
on the grid, like Vegas. I feel like we could see
it would
them.
Have to be like from the
from your era.
Like okay. I really lost. Like when The Rock entered in, I was like, okay, I'm out. Like it got really. I mean, not like it wasn't always hokey, but like when you could pull back the curtain and like they were literally pulling back the curtain so you could see what was happening. I was like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, well, but this is dumb.
Toto's point.
This is dumb. I don't want to do this anymore. Is what everyone's saying about Max winning every race.
Well, yeah, and also scripted entertainment. For a sporting event, like that's not what F1 is. That's not what this is about. I mean, I'm sure the purists and the people who have been in the sport for a long time, you're like, yeah, well, it's kind of happened for years with the FIA being able to
tweak things,
Ferrari's pocket for so many years and being able to overlook this and overlook that. And like this money goes over here. Like it is scripted to an extent, but like
it's controlled.
Mm-hmm.
There's like controlled dominance, I feel like.
I 100%.
And they were like, we're done with this. I'm happy that Toto is, it's less, that was the Toto I know and love and not the sour grapes Toto that we've been getting.
I agree. But when, just to make one more other point, you remember, I think it was last year on like the, or maybe it was the year before on Drive to Survive. I don't know if it was season 4 or 5, but you open up and it's the guy that owns the Audi track. And he's like, beat their fucking asses. To Christian Horner in reference to Mercedes. Like you are a
president. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Saudi guy.
I'm
I thought you said Audi, and I was like,
Audi.
Really bringing it full circle.
And I was like, damn, like, you're a high up person in F1, and you're sitting here telling another person to beat their fucking asses. And I'm like, no. Okay.
Do you think that was racially motivated?
No, I don't think it's racially motivated. I think he's just...
I was just wondering.
He probably loses a lot of money when Mercedes wins and is dominant.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's... Money drives a lot of things.
Well, of course.
The cars being the first of them.
Yeah. No, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you had any more thoughts on that. Yep. Okay.
That's my thought.
Next up, keeping it German.
Okay.
We're going to keep it German until we go back to Singapore.
Oh, okay.
This is a Gunter Steiner 1-2.
Yes.
Okay. We always are talking about the ride every single time. Like if you get on the socials, everyone everywhere is like, F1, it's so popular now. Like, you know, everyone loves F1. I mean, not everybody, but you know, the people are into it. We're always talking about the US audience, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not what Gunter's talking about.
Oh,
Steiner reveals reason behind F1 popularity decline. This is not what you're expecting, but wait for it. Haas team principal Gunter Steiner has pinned Formula One's popularity decline in Germany on those in the country who are not willing to pay to access channels in order to watch the sport.
He listens to the pod for sure. Gunter, thank you. Thank you.
F1's dwindling interest in Germany has been a much talked about topic both within the paddock and in the wider motorsport community. Nico Hülkenberg, the only German driver on the grid, see, I told you this is a very German news and notes, has even suggested that climate change is at the root cause of the issue. Yet his team principal has revealed another reason as to why those in Germany are turning away from F1, suggesting that pay-to-view TV could be at fault. Now we have to see it that we get a fan base in Germany like the Dutch, the Italian told Motorsport magazine. They have a lot of people watching Formula One, also in America, the whole world. It's only in Germany that we're having a hard time, which is a shame because Germany has always been a Formula One country. I do contribute to it. I bring the driver, Hülkenberg. A race would be... These quotes are direct quotes from Gunter Steiner, and they are... I'm sorry. That's why they're so wild.
Oh God, what are we getting?
I'm just saying like the way I'm reading is exactly what he said. I'm not like losing my words. This is just his version of English.
Okay.
So quote, I do contribute to it. I bring the driver. He added, a race would be nice though, but you have to talk to German industry and politics about that. Not me. The people who don't want to pay for Sky are the problem. I would put it this way. It is certainly a problem because the German viewer is not used to paying for television. Several factors come together. One is that Germany is not a country where paid TV is in demand because the content from free TV in Germany is very good, I must say. That's why people say, why should I pay for the free stuff I get? It's also good. Then comes the content. And then logically, people also have to say, I want to watch that and also spend money on it. He was having a real rant.
Yeah, he was.
So I'm not going to read the next two paragraphs, but he's basically like, because it's basically the same thing over and over and over and over again. But he's basically saying the German people, they ain't paying for it.
They're done. Well, you know, and I've thought about this before I got into Formula One, and when, you know, my husband is a sports fanatic and he watches all sports. So when he was watching NASCAR, I'm like, God, this seems like such a waste. Like what are you racing for? He's like, for anything, for money. I'm like, yeah, but you're wasting all these tires and you're wasting all this gas and like all these resources. I'm like, is this like the best use of this stuff? And he's like, no, it's for entertainment. And I'm like, but at what cost? And he's like, well, you leave the room. Like,
that sounds like you need to take up residency in Germany.
Well, I'm like, well, I mean, I get it. Like, even Vettel is like,
the gospel of Seth. Yeah.
I mean, and I know that they're pushing in Formula One to be carbon neutral and all these things. And it's like, yeah, but there's still an impact and there's still a big hurdle to climb. I mean, thankfully people are on board and progress is, you know, in works, but it's like,
yeah, I mean, this is never going to be.
The Germans are wrong on this one.
I also don't think Formula. I think that all the efforts they're taking are like worthwhile and should be done. But I also don't ever think it's going to be like environmentally minded.
No, that's not what it was designed to
be.
I mean, that's Formula E. That's why we have that.
Yeah, but that raises a really good question. If you had to pay, like people pay for Premier League here, people pay for boxing matches. If you had to pay every week for Formula One, or you had to buy a package, like basically like the Sunday ticket for the NFL, would you buy it?
Yes, I would.
If you were just like a
I am accustomed to it though. Like I am used to having to pay for what I don't get provided that I know is an addition. So I don't, but if, again, it sounds like Gunther's point is like they're just not used to doing that. So you're asking them to have something that's been in their culture for so many years that now they're taking away access, and then we're like, well, you can have it back. You just have to pay for it. And you're like, listen, asshole, you've never asked me to do this before. So
I don't want to.
Don't stop.
And well, also, and there's no motivator in the way that past drivers have been. They don't have...
There's not a dominant driver. There's not a dominant car. There's
not like Michael Schumacher is out there.
Yeah, or Vettel, you know, being in a car that where he won several championships. So it's, you know, like they're not as invested because it's not bringing them like the direct...
There's no like...
German.
Yeah, interest. You know,
yeah,
interest. And the Hulk is not doing well enough to get you to hit the pay-per-view.
No.
Like we said, we wouldn't buy the merch. We'd take it if it was gifted. Mm, the German people would take the Hulk if it was gifted. They just don't,
they don't want to pay for it.
They don't want to pay for it. Well, let's stay with Gunther because there's been all these rumors that Gunther and Gene Haas are like on the fritz.
They talk too
on much. The outs. Yeah.
They should take a day apart.
Gunther Steiner addresses rumors of $900 million legal action against Gene Haas. Gunther Steiner has scoffed at rumors he is suing Gene Haas for $900 million, saying the team owner said, quote, good luck with that when he told him about the rumors. Earlier this month, a rumor did the rounds claiming turmoil at Haas relating to the 2016 agreement between the team boss and the team owner over a stake in the Formula One outfit. According to Business F1 magazine, Steiner believed he was promised a 50% stake in the Formula One team, but that Haas reneged on that. As such, he was reportedly considering suing the team owner for half of the Formula One team's market value. That's said to be $900 million in total. Steiner has laughed off the rumors. I told Gene that I was supposed to be suing him for $900 million, he told F1 journalist Joe Soward, and he said, good luck with that. Where do these stories come from? Who makes them up? Steiner, in fact, recently spoke exclusively to Planet F1 about his good relationship with the team owner, calling Haas a very good boss, but a tough one, which he appreciates. I think it has to be my passion project, Steiner said. I started this team. I went out and found an investor. If I leave, I never wanted another job. I would have had other jobs before, but I didn't want them. So basically he's saying, I love Gene. I'm not suing him. But I'm kind of saying like, if they kind of promised him some money, he is the face of the brand.
He is the face of the brand. I think that, but I don't think Haas has the money.
Yeah.
Like if they had the money, they'd have a better car. And I think Gunther would be the first one to be like, yeah, I want to stay around and I want to get money out of this, but I also know that you need to put money in a car because the car's shit.
That's basically what he's saying. He's like, this is my passion project. Like,
yeah.
This is my legacy.
This is it. Yeah.
So I'm not, I'm not going to go shit where sleep.
Right.
Ultimately, Gunther did not say
Gunther did not say that. But
so many words he did.
I feel as if he would.
He would.
Make that comment.
Definitely him and Gene like yell talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time on Drive to Survive, they're just yell talking on the phone. Just scream talking.
Yeah.
They're always like, they always sound like two people who are trying to get their car audio Bluetooth to connect, but can't get it and are just scream yelling. Through it.
My favorite are the ones that you do hear that it's connected and they're parked in their car and you're like, Janet has a point, Bob. Like,
I know.
Like, I don't think you're listening to her, but she got a point.
That happens to me sometimes. I feel like if I'm on the phone with my mom, she also talks very loud. We both talk loud. All right, let's get into Singapore.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, this is what we're leaving Germany. And we're going to Singapore. Get in, losers.
Get in.
Singapore F1 track changes set to help brakes and tires, which this is going to be good news because we're trying to conserve both. Formula One teams agree that while the fundamental high downforce character of Singapore's Marina Bay track will be unchanged, the revisions to the layout for 2023 will have some impact. Due to construction work, the sequence of four near 90-degree corners towards the end of the lap, which led the track under a grandstand, have been removed for this year's race. In its place is a new, longer straight section that leads from the gentle left-hander at turn 15 to the tight right-hander at what used to be turn 20, but is now turn 16. As well as creating a much quicker lap time, the changes reduce the demand on brakes and will also help drivers to keep the tires alive over a full lap. I think it's going to be easier on the tires because all the braking and traction zones and the degradation that comes from that should just be a bit easier, Aston Martin Performance Director Tom McCullough told Motorsport. Normally what happened by the end of the lap, because there was not a lot of recovery time for the tires, your rears in particular were absolutely stinking hot on the old layout.
Stinking hot.
What this will do is allow them to cool a little bit and your tires won't be as bad in these last few corners. So actually it makes life easier, I think, from the tire side. So I thought this is an interesting change. And obviously tires are a huge part of race strategy.
Yeah.
And it's four, I mean, those hard turns are...
This is a hot track to begin with. The track conditions are not conducive to tire, or are conducive to tire deg on this. So it will be interesting to see how they do this.
Yeah. And a sequence of four almost 90 degree turns is a lot. So it's nice that they don't have to... It'll be interesting though, because the straightaway, like it gives you more straightaway speed. So then who's that going to benefit? Which at some point was Red Bull, but then Ferrari's done well on the straightaways recently. Yeah,
it should be a competitive race for the Red Bull and Ferrari cars, I think.
And Max has never won in Singapore.
Who won last year?
I forget, but it's never Max because he was one of my stories, but then I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Let's look it up. Was it Charles? No. Bye. Oh, last year's winner was Sergio Perez. Charles came in second. I knew Charles did well.
Okay. Did Max see enough?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Let's see.
I don't remember.
Max came in seventh. I'm really blanking on this race, but I did kind of remember Charles on podium. Sergio won, Charles in second, Carlos in third, Lando, Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lance Stroll came in sixth and he beat Max Verstappen. Then it was Sebastian Vettel, and then it was Lewis Hamilton, and then Pierre Gasly rounding out your top 10.
What a mixed bag.
Yeah, a real mixed bag.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder why I blacked out on Singapore.
I don't know. You're usually like a living history of this. What happened?
I really have no recollection. I don't know.
Yeah. This was the race too that Carlos had a 5-second time. I mean, yeah, or... Sergio had a 5-second time penalty. There was all kinds of stuff. This one was a...
I need to go back and rewatch this race.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Max has never won Singapore.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Do you think this will be another record?
What do you mean?
He'll keep the streak not winning in Singapore alive?
Oh, no.
You think he's
going to
break
I think season? His record of keeping winning consecutively is going to continue.
I hope that this is where it goes to die.
Okay.
I do. I said it. I said it out loud on the pod. And I mean, I don't regret it.
I don't think anything would delight the general consensus of F1 fans. I even think Max Verstappen fans are like, sure, let's have somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be speaking on behalf of people that I have no right to be speaking on, but I feel like they would enjoy a little bit of.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the Max fans that listen to the pod will chime in and tell us.
I mean, he's already won everything. Just like let him have a little week off and let somebody else win.
Yeah. Kind of like when he let Lando lead at Silverstone
for 5 seconds.
And then he's like, okay, give it back.
He's like, okay, you're done now. Was that fun for
you? Was that fun? Did you have a good time? Did your mom get a picture? Did you have a photo of me? You're good? All right, cool.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait, are you done with news and notes?
Yeah.
Okay,
speaking of. That was my last one. So we were just heading straight into Singapore. That was
Singapore. Okay.
I tried to time that up.
You did great.
It took us from Germany to Singapore.
You really did it.
Took us on a walk.
We got on a real fast jet. Is it, what's the jet that Carlos is on? Virtue Jet?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep track of their private jet sponsorships because that's also out of my budget. I just try and keep up with the things I might one day be able to afford, like the luggage.
Okay. I wish I had this pulled up, but I don't. But there's been some beef.
Who's beefing?
Carlos's mom.
With who?
Charles.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Senora Science, how dare.
Senora and Senor Science, both a little perturbed because they believe their son should be the number one driver at Ferrari given his current fact that he's beat Charles in the standings.
Okay, Perez family. A couple times that Charles didn't.
Perez,
I know.
Fine.
I mean, this is giving Perez family vibes. This is giving Sergio Perez vibes.
First, and then you can say what you need to say. So she's going off about how like Carlos is a better driver, and Ferrari should be, you know, seeing this and what she had. And again, I don't know what context she has to say this, but I'd be interested to find out because she's like. What Carlos has that Charles doesn't have is honor.
Excuse me?
And then, hold on, Charles posted a picture of him holding up a trophy in Monza with like all the, you know, Tifosi behind him, and the caption just says, honor. And I was like, oh, he just said it.
I love a petty king.
It's great.
I love it.
So I was like, ooh, Mama Signs is spicy.
Okay. First off, Charles's car has had all kinds of issues. The car has had issues. Also, don't even get me started about the strategy. Okay. So she needs to back the fuck up and take a beat. Okay. Because absolutely not. Absolutely not. How dare. I mean, I love Carlos not as much as Charles, but this
It does stir some bad blood. You're like, oh shit.
But that makes me love Charles even more because it's giving per my previous email energy. And that is what that fills my soul. It's giving the receipts.
Yes. So that's just what was, I think that popped off a couple weeks ago, but that was just came
now
to
I'm
my
taking now back like, oh that I thought Charles, I mean, that Carlos should win last week. Well, I take it back. I hope he loses every race. I hope he DNFs. And I say that as a Tifosi member.
Oh, wow.
He needs to DNF this race. I need a no finish. How dare you come for my sweet prince?
I'm not. You guys, the death stare I'm personally getting from relaying this information is aggressive.
I'm woo-wee. I would fight in the streets for Charles Leclerc.
Well, so would Carlos's mom.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm a young gun, but I feel like I could take Carlos's mom. Well, I'm sure I'm taller than her.
I hope you don't ever have to, because you know
I would hit the gym just to take her in the streets.
Take her in the streets.
I mean, I have been hitting the gym, but I'd hit it harder.
Okay, on a more delightful note for Carlos,
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get past this.
We posted yesterday that we got a little insight into Carlos's hair care routine. He was on a podcast and they were like over majority of the questions asked were like, Carlos, can you please tell us about your hair care routine? So he's like, I don't really do anything. I take a shower. I wash my hair one time a day, but I take many showers throughout the day, but I only wash it once and it's just with shampoo, no conditioner.
Okay. Well, so I don't care about Carlos right now.
I think
I've lost all interest in him.
That gorgeous lock of hair he has to have some type of non-human element to him to have hair that way. Like maybe some unicorn sweat.
He's definitely using some sort of products post shower. And I think it's a lie if he's not.
He didn't mention that he puts in products, but
I don't have the mental.
I'll come back to you when you're not so steamy.
I don't have the mental energy to talk about his hair right now because, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I do not.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if I ride hard for somebody, I ride hard.
I know you do. You're shotgun.
I will help you bury the body. But if you,
but we're not taking out Carlos. We're just gonna leave him.
I'm just saying though. And when you're dead to me, you're dead. And his mom better pipe down because it's about to get
lit.
Yeah. I'm about to be unhappy.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll see.
Maybe we should transition to something happier. Like,
how about this is gonna be a complete left turn, but because we both like tennis, Coco Gauff winning the U.S. Open.
Congrats to Coco.
There is a point I'm going to make here because we know that the break point was done by the Netflix Drive to Survive people.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to see. I can't wait to see this on the break point.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be great. So just a, you know, because we do like to talk about other sports every now and again.
I love Coco Gauff and I'm so happy for her. But I ride for Aryna Sabalenka.
I didn't mean to do this either.
Way I ride for Charles Leclerc. I ride for that bitch.
Well, she's still the number one player in the world. So she has
She just became it. She's also an angel baby. And it's not her fault that she was born in Belarus.
That's why she didn't have the support of the crowd. She didn't have the support of the crowd because they had a hometown girl out there who deserved to.
I know, but I'm just saying.
That match.
People are so mean to her. And she's not fighting. She's not fighting the people in Ukraine. I ride for Aryna. Call me Aryna. If you need someone to come and just like cheer for you wherever, I will. And she's my chick.
Okay. Well, Coco's my girl. So
yeah, I mean, I'm happy for Coco.
Yeah.
But I love Arena. Okay. That's and I stand by it. I said what I said. I don't even care.
Okay. Do you have any predictions for?
I loved her.
I know you do. I'm not saying.
And I was, you know, hot and fiery off of this Sergio Perez news.
Do you?
I mean, Carlos Sainz. Sorry.
So we didn't talk about Sergio. Do you have any predictions for Singapore?
Yes. I think it's going to be Max Sergio, and then Charles Leclerc.
Max Sergio Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Red Bull dominance.
Okay. I don't think we're going to have two Red Bulls on the podium.
You don't?
I don't, because I think something happens.
You think that they're going to, you think Helmut Marko's going to screw with Sergio?
We didn't even get into the Helmut Marko of it all.
We didn't.
Oh, we'll have to circle back on that after.
He is something.
The absolute worst.
Yeah.
No, I think that they needed to give Checo an opportunity for the podium last week for morale. And now I think they're going to go back to
tinker
with this car a little bit and let him make the mistakes.
I would 100% agree with you, if not for the previously referenced racist comments from Helmut Marko, in which, if you haven't seen, I'm sure you have, but he basically made a reference that Sergio was not as dedicated because he is from South America.
Which is terrible to say.
Which is just not
in and of itself. But also, Mexico is in North America, not South America.
Yeah, that's that's so, also true.
Also not even the same context.
But he basically said that he's not as focused.
Because of where he's from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no.
You don't say
We're not saying that.
What an asshole.
And you know what?
It's not like this is the first asshole thing he's ever said, but it's like they have let go of other drivers. Like the guy that was really good in the sim and he was like online gaming. I can't remember what he won to, but he was really good. But they let him go because he was making racial slurs on streaming games. I understand that Helmut's at the top, but like he's at the fucking top. Like this is webbed through your culture. If that is who you have on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Do something about it, Red Bull.
Somebody also needs to stop letting him speak to the media, because it just feels like every single time there is a little bomb that's like waiting to go off to just distract from what should be. I mean, it is like this Red Bull reign of dominance. They should be getting all the praise. They should be, you know, live, laugh, loving. Right. And then every time he comes out and says something, you're like, oh, jeez.
What an idiot.
Yeah. And not even just an idiot. What a
racist asshole. I mean, you know, that's not even alleged. That is a fact.
But yeah, this shouldn't be. It's such a unnecessary distraction for this team to have to deal with his kind of popping off.
Yeah.
It's giving somebody come get grandpa vibes.
Yes.
Like, but yeah, I don't love it. But my disagreement like on the podium is that maybe they were going to shelve Sergio in the back of the pack, but maybe after this, they're like, oh, maybe we need to have another week in the spotlight
good PR. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. Because then that would give him another place to have a comment.
Oh, of course. I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Max,
this feels like you want to say Lewis, but you're going to say like Oscar.
I want to say Lewis, but I'm not committed to the McLarens right now.
You're not. Mm-mm. You had a moment.
I did have a moment
just like them.
And it's just like them, but it's like they thought they had the mushroom and they could still eat it. But they can't. They got rid of it. They're like, oh, sorry.
Another Mario Kart reference. Somebody didn't pick that up. And they thought they were just using hallucinogenic.
They're like, oh, what's going on with this mushroom? Like, no, the Mario Kart mushroom is no longer.
We're bringing it full circle.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Max. I'm going to say Lewis. And I'm going to put a Ferrari.
Oh, don't you dare.
But I'm going Carlos Sainz.
Oh, you bitch. You bitch. Okay, fine. Well, that's fine. Agree to disagree.
And maybe we'll get a Ferrari one too.
I would love that. Nothing would bring me more joy as long as
your boy needs to score more points than Carlos this week. I'll tell you that.
He will.
Okay.
He will.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think I can go on much longer. I mean, whoo-wee.
I got her all riled up today, guys.
I do not like that one bit. No, I do not like it, Sam. I am. Well, we don't have an update on fantasy, thankfully, this week,
yeah,
because
there's
none, but we appreciate, we've gotten some really nice, like, shout outs in our DMs from people getting shout outs on the pod.
Yes. And cousin Carlos, I promise I'm sticking your sticker in the mail because it just came to me that didn't get sent out this week. So if you're listening, I don't know why I'm pointing to a camera. It's not like we put this on YouTube, but
maybe we should.
You're going to get a sticker, I promise.
Yeah, and we'll give you guys an update on the standings, but make sure you go update your fantasy teams.
Yes.
And while you're on the internet, you know, while you're doing some light computering, you should also rate and review the podcast. Because I was actually reviewing the reviews of our podcast today, and we haven't had any reviews in a while. So,
okay.
You know, if you want to...
If you haven't...
Bring me some joy. Also, here, I'm making more work for Shannon, but if you leave us a review and... Let us know that you left a review. We'll send you a sticker. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but soliciting for reviews. Paying for them. Just rewarding.
Okay.
Incentivizing. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But if you leave one, that hopefully doesn't say that you hate us.
Yeah.
We will send you.
Maybe you should clarify. It should be like a 5-star positive.
5-star review. Yes. Then we will send you a Pushpus sticker.
I can do that.
We could use some new reviews.
We really could.
You're trying to grow the pod.
Yeah, grow the pod.
Grow the pod before the American leg. You know, they're about to come. They're about to leave, you know, Singapore. They're going to leave that section of the world. Yeah. They're going to come back to our section of the world.
I did hear this. And I can't remember where I heard this, but it was how there's a bunch of like NFL team owners who are, they were really regretting that they didn't bite on the F1 sooner, like
get
on that they did in Miami. And now that's becoming like a very big conversation of like, how do we fast track this to be at like our stadium and to do like the same thing.
One?
Yeah. So I'm going to leave this as a question, but we can put this in the comments of where would you like to see, if you were going to have another city in the United States and it could be at a football stadium, where do you think you'd want to see it?
I mean, where I'd personally want to see it, where do I think it could go? I think personally, I would love to see one. I think it would be really cool if there could be like an F1 NASCAR kind of, not like crossover event, but like in NASCAR country kind
of Nashville?
Vibe. So like Nashville or Charlotte, I feel like, could, or like, you know, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Like, I think that could be a really cool opportunity, especially be like a Haas home race.
Mm-hmm.
If it was... in the Carolinas, which could be pretty cool. But where I think it could feasibly be the most successful is probably like Dallas, like outside of the Cowboys stadium.
Because you already have one in Austin.
Yeah, but I mean, so they have like in Europe, there's all kinds of ones.
Well, you don't tell Jimmy Johnson no. So
yeah.
That could be.
And it is like, I mean, it's not in the middle of like it has a lot of land around it. So I feel like it could be it feels like somewhere primed. That or like a SoFi stadium could also be. LA would probably be a disaster, but
I want more East Coast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it could be cool to have like a
North Carolina. I would definitely.
I just think you could have a lot of fun with like, they do this at COTA a little bit, like where they bring in some NASCAR elements. Mm-hmm. Like that one time they had Daniel Ricciardo driving
Richard Petty's old car.
Yeah, like I feel like you could do a lot of fun things there and really appeal to a racing
community.
Audience.
Yeah.
Like a people who know a lot about it.
NASCAR open to F1. Like, I don't really know that many.
I think there's a lot of, like, I don't know.
Could be, I don't know.
I just think it could be a cool,
crossover.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
What about you?
Yeah. I didn't think about Charlotte, but I think that would be really neat. Obviously, I've always think something in New York would be.
Chicago would be super cool.
Yeah, okay. Street course in Chicago would be really cool.
I mean, now they're moving the Bears Stadium out of downtown Chicago, but somewhere around Soldier Field would be so freaking cool.
Well, what are they going to do with that stadium?
I don't know.
This would be great.
Do they play soccer there? I don't know.
I don't know. But this could be it. Chicago would be perfect.
It would be really cool.
I would love that.
Like that whole drag, like right down Michigan, like where you can see the Lake Michigan, and like it could be really cool.
Well, I like Chicago.
Yeah, summer in Chicago.
Summer in Chicago is my favorite.
Yeah.
We have really gotten off course with this.
Sorry. Okay. Well,
you got to wrap this up.
let's throw this on there so that people can tell us where they
think. Well, vote. Where do you want to go?
But yeah, that's my vote. And that leads us into, you can tell us on social because you're going to follow us at F1 Push Push on Twitter I mean, on Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm like all over the place today. On TikTok and Instagram and F1 Push Push Pod on Twitter. But we are hitting the talks. We're hitting the gram. Yeah, we're making the reels. We'll put this up. You're going to comment. You're going to like, subscribe.
Share it with your friends.
Share with your friends. Friday's coming. And until next time, a push push.